You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Halloween Is Not a Verb from the Fake Geek Girl series. My original plan was to have this serial done and dusted early enough that I could get the Patreon ebook out to my Patreon subscribers and then have it up for general sale at Halloween. I thought I was terribly clever with my scheduling, but you may be surprised to learn there has been some slippage in my year. plus, another surprise, this story is turning out longer than I originally thought it was going to be. Go figure. So I think we're actually going to be right up against Halloween itself by the time this serial winds to a close. So, you know, sorry, not sorry. That's how it goes. I'm just going to have to, like, make the most of my Halloween-themed ebook for sale next year. It's fine. You guys will get it for Halloween, which is the important thing. Okay. Halloween Is Not a Verb, Part 6. Hebe Blows Holly's Mind. Rock Goddess has created this mirror chat. Rock Goddess. We're all going on a Halloweeny holiday. No more troubles for a day or three. Butternut pumpkin for everyone. It is decided. Hebe so boring. So, how many of our friends did you invite to the Mums for Halloween this year? Rock Goddess. All of them! Rock Goddess. But Nora can't because, family responsibilities, whatevs. Hebe so boring. I've made a list of those who've mentioned it to me. So far we're talking Sage, Deck, Ferd, my actual boyfriend, thank you for deciding it was time he met my parents, Viola Vale, Jules Nightshade, are we friends with him? When was that decided? May. Juniper. Rock Goddess. Yeah, sounds about right. Hebe so boring. We have too many friends. Hebe so boring. Counting us, that's 9 people. Did you even give the Mums a heads up about this? Has anyone thought of travel logistics? Sleeping arrangements? Groceries? Rock Goddess. It's gonna be so great. Hebe so boring. Adds organising trip to do list. Hate sister. Forever. Rock Goddess. So business as usual. Hebe so boring. In other news, apparently Sage had no idea that Deck and I were hooking up last year. Did he miss the memo? Rock Goddess. Wait, what now? Rock Goddess. Mind blown. Dance emoji. Rock Goddess. Exploding Earth. Dance emoji. Rock Goddess. Heat death of the universe. Dance emoji. Rock Goddess is slain from shock. Hebe so boring. So in other news, apparently no one knew that Deck and I were regularly hooking up last year. Do you think if I did crimes, people would also not notice? Hebe so boring. Seriously? I mean, it was for like 3 months. How did no one notice? It wasn't a secret. Hebe so boring. You knew really though. Right. Holly, you know everything. Rock Goddess. Dot, dot, dot. Rock Goddess. Everything I thought I knew is upside down. What was I even doing last year that I missed this? Hebe so boring. You weren't going to classes, so Minotaur shrugging dance emoji. Rock Goddess. I didn't even know you knew what hookup meant. Aren't you basically a nun in a witch's hat? Hebe so boring. Setting fire to witch's hat. Dance emoji. Rock Goddess. Huh. This does explain how the rumour that I date nerds got started. Thanks for that. Hebe so boring. Your entire musical career is based on the illusion that you might date nerds. Hebe so boring. Nerds would be a step up from your last 3 boyfriends, by the way. Good nerds, like Deck, not scary troll nerds who have opinions about whether the bromances is too gay now that boys kiss in the show instead of staring longingly at each other in cars. Rock Goddess. Hmm. So would you provide him with a reference? deck, that is, not the bromances boys. I assume you've not been making out with them. He be so boring. My reference is a one page typed neatly telling you that he is monogamously attached to Viola. Rock goddess. Is that still happening? She seems the sort to set fire to his stuff and storm out at the 8-week anniversary. Rock goddess. Okay, if they break up, I totally want to make out with Viola. Put that on my to-do list. You keep that updated for me, right? Hebe, so boring. Repeated dance emoji of a witch swaying on the spot while hitting herself in the head with a pumpkin. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. If you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. Those who pledge at $2 or above also get access to the awesome and amazing Galactic Suburbia Slack, where many things are discussed, including this very podcast. Okay, see you next week for more pre-Halloween shenanigans from the Freak Geek Girl gang. Bye.